This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today is a day to think about the disease tuberculosis. It's World Tuberculosis Day. In the United States, TB is at its lowest levels ever, but cases of incurable TB are on the rise around the world. That trend is worrying researchers at both the World Health Organization and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Over the last decade, cases of multidrug-resistant tuberculosis in the United States had actually been declining, but in 2004 that changed. The number of cases went up 13%. The numbers are still small, but Dr. Kenneth Castro of the CDC says it's still a disturbing trend.
It's a movement in the wrong direction. Why is it? I think we're seeing the global reality represented right here in our own midst. I believe that out of 128 persons who fit this definition, most were foreign-born.
More than half of those with multidrug-resistant TB in the U.S. came from Mexico, the Philippines, and Vietnam. But Castro says there's an even more worrisome trend. A subset of TB cases in the U.S., about 4% over the last 10 years, of what is known as XDR-TB, extensively drug-resistant TB, a form of TB which Castro says is all but incurable.
For someone with garden variety TB that is not drug resistant, you should expect to treat them and cure them in 6 months. These persons take at least 2 years to achieve a cure, and in some instances, depending on the extent of disease, they may also require surgery to remove that part of the lung that's most affected as a way to intervene.
Worldwide, there's no clear evidence of how widespread XDR-TB is. Surveys in Latvia and Eastern Europe, for example, found up to 19% of drug-resistant TB to be extensively drug-resistant. Drug-resistant TB emerged 15 years ago in the U.S. and led to a resurgence of the disease. Infusions of new money helped get it under control, but the CDC's TB budget faces a cut of 17% this fiscal year. WHO's Dr. Marcos Espinal says that's a disgrace.
We have a curable disease. We have plenty of new compounds, new diagnostic tests in the pipeline to be introduced. And I think it is time to act now. I'm certainly, from an international point of view, I'm amazed that the budget of the CDC is being cut.
The WHO says at least $50 billion is needed from the U.S. and other wealthy nations over the next 10 years to tackle the worldwide epidemic, which kills 2 million people each year. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.